everyone.
And we are live.
But we're not live.
This is closer to you than it is to me.
Lovely. Yeah, it's fine because I'm a screamer.
Oh yeah, we're not live. We're both screamers.
I thought you meant sexually. Mm.
Hi guys. Sorry we haven't made a podcast in a while.
It has been a while.
I guess it has been a while. I guess it's been about a month. But that's because we made a video that you probably haven't watched.
So watch it.
Welcome to Brown Town.
Hi, I'm Apthy.
I'm Roma. You don't have a lisp. Say that again. This week, do you have any housekeeping? No?
No. The house is clean.
No? We're going to just jump right in?
Yeah.
Jump right in. I guess inevitably this week we're going to talk about the attacks in New Zealand. But not really the attacks, but the response over here. Yes,
the wider context.
Yeah.
Here and globally.
Yeah, how people have been, in the media, have been professionally taking responsibility for being complicit in an environment of hatred to foreigners. So, yeah, like we said in the teaser.
Mm.
That's a fixed problem, so I guess we won't talk about that. But no, we're going to talk about the media response and the nature of the kind of internetification of the crime itself, because we are experts online. And we're online. Yeah. We're online experts on online.
Yeah.
Do you want to...
And we're not lying about it.
So, do you want to say what happened?
I think we
know what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mandem shot up. Mandem makes him sound like an actual bro. I've got a cold. Yes, a guy. What was his name? Some white man,
Brenton or something.
Brendan
McBranson.
Yeah. Tilly Willy or something.
Kaylee Braley Mc... Ashley.
Yeah.
Brandon Tane.
Just walked into a mosque, two mosques, and shot a bunch of people. 49 are confirmed dead. A bunch of others severely injured. So, some of them may die as well.
Yes.
Obviously, the rest scarred. The Muslim community. What do you have to say for yourselves? And I guess we're at a point where when you hear about these things, there is the, like, Jesus fucking Christ, like, horror. But there's also that expectation of, like, the wave of media bullshit, right?
Yeah, media bullshit, kind of crocodile tears, could you call it?
Yeah.
For some, almost like the need to present some kind of front of sympathy. How could this have happened?
Yeah, a lot of shocked emoji, pandering, like, performative. I mean, part of me, you know, when there's an element of performance to every response to a tragedy, because it's sometimes it is sort of impossible to. I think sometimes it is like everyone is so jaded to death and destruction that, you know, there's an element of like, oh my God, but also. That's not really what I mean, because what I mean is there's always an element of these people, I suppose they are shocked. Like, I'd like to think they are still human beings who, like, hear about 50 people dying and are really shocked. And that and I kind of want to think, oh, they're just, like, thick and they don't understand the connection. But, like, a couple of articles I read said, like, we're past the point where these people can't know now the difference between, the correlation between a visual media culture and the rest of like, government policy on, and, like, neo-Nazism. Like, they can't not know at this point. Like, we're past the point where... the rise of fascism is like a shock to people now. Yeah. It exists. Yeah. It's time to confront it, and we're not doing that. We're just going, but how could it even? So there's like crocodile tears.
Yeah.
Ring really false.
That Australian senator who received a lot of criticism for what he said, the one who was egged.
Yeah.
He sort of started off his statement by saying, "Oh, this is really horrible." However, the Muslims are to blame for it, for this whole wave of immigration.
Yeah.
And he's also, he is kind of saying what a lot of people are thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
There must be huge amounts of people that, like, well, it is because of this.
Anytime there's a big... figure, whether it's Trump or this guy, who makes people really angry and is attacked a lot by, like, liberals, they're often saying something that liberals are either too scared to say or say in a much more veiled, polite way.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
like, you know,
yeah, he sucks and he should have got egged, but, like, it's not that different. I mean, it's that frustrating hypocrisy again.
People complaining about immigration are only, like, really one... or a few steps away. This is, like, the logical conclusion of that.
It is, know, like...
fear and anxiety of people moving in.
Yeah, because you can talk about immigration in a balanced way, but if you're... even if you are saying, no, we should have immigration because immigration is good for the economy, and, like, liberals are like, it's good for everyone, it's good for jobs, it's good for... it's like you're still measuring this person's worth based on what they're going to provide for you in terms of growth.
Yeah.
We're still not having a conversation about immigration that's particularly moral. We're still having an economic conversation about it.
Yeah.
And if you have an economic conversation about migration, you're having a conversation that stirs up all the... you know, there's a lot of economically disaffected people right now who are just going to see that as like, well, these people are to blame. Like, immigration is the sole reason of, like, economic change, whether it's good or bad, which is just thick.
Thick, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to talk? I'm trying not to talk loads.
It doesn't take a very astute person to be able to see, just looking at headlines from The Sun and the Daily Mirror, which, as much as people try to avoid it, they are thrust in our faces.
Yeah, very big fonts.
Yeah, huge. And quite, yes, demanding. Arresting.
Yes, aggressive. Yes. Next to some boobies there.
Yeah.
BBC put Muslims before you. They've stolen all, in red, our jobs. Migrants take all new jobs in Britain. Keep out. Britain is full up. 1 in 5 Britons will be ethnics. 203705. I don't know that number, that's why I read it like that. Next to a picture of what is apparently Tony Soprano. 203,705, is that how you say that number? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Record number of immigrants given British citizenship in just 1 year. Strangers in our own country, blah, Muslim blah, blah. Schools ban our culture.
Yeah. And there's a lot of good compilations on Twitter sent as replies to kind of hand-wringing white journalists, like, to blame this tragedy on a media that simply reports what is mainstream is diabolical behaviour. And it just shows how, like, unrealistic the left has become, blah, 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 blah.
It's not a massively controversial thing to say that the media is...
I know.
Even if you don't want to be introspective and look at media, like, you know, even if liberals don't want to look at themselves, even if you don't want to look at The Guardian, and there's going to be plenty of examples in there,
yeah,
but, you know, it's really not a fucking out there thing to say that tabloids like The Sun and the Daily Mail are, like, brazenly Islamophobic or anti-immigrant. Why is this a point of contention?
I know. I actually thought, like,
it's obvious. It's right there.
I know. My awaiting the media, like, quarrels. Once I heard about the shooting, I was sort of like, see, like, sometimes, you know, I was like, maybe this will make people realise we're at, like, crunch time. Like, fascism isn't this idea that's might be threading through. This isn't 2014. This is, like, it's happening now. It's not. It's not on the. It's like, winter is coming. You know, the ice man is here.
Yeah.
What are they called?
White Walkers.
The White Walkers are here. And they're shooting people. And in mosques. Mm. Anyway, it is here now. And people are still like, where did it... How do we even combat this? We had no idea. And there's something incredibly classist about the kind of... performative confusion that liberal journalists have, because the assumption is that if you're that racism is for the working classes. Like, yeah, but there's a classism. So, like, if you're like, but racism is like a thuggish working class impulse rooted in like economic insecurity or just ignorance. Mm. Racism comes from ignorance and a lack of education and maybe a lack of exposure. Mm. So because we are educated about racism, i.e. we know about the slave trade, mm-hmm. and because we have a good education, we've been exposed to ideas, we cannot be racist. We have brown friends, we have a diverse-ish, like, BBC, we went to school with brown people, you know, we have a friend called Anita. You know, we're that friend for a lot of people. Yeah. So we cannot be racist, but there's such a like infuriating classism to that. Because yeah. actually those people, these liberal people, are the first people to abandon shit when push comes to shove, which is, it's coming to shove.
Yeah.
Push is coming to shove, and you are seeing journalists increasingly start going, well, you know, I'm all progressive, but this is a bit much.
Yeah, it's very snobbish as well, because all of the, it's a top-down thing.
Yeah.
Like... The fact that these newspapers feel that it's appropriate to write these sort of headlines,
yeah,
it's completely and utterly like it's purposeful,
mm.
and it's, I don't see how people don't realize that it is like a concerted effort to infiltrate and the minds, the consciousness
yeah.
of people who aren't able to critically read
yeah.
a newspaper. You know, some people just. People like my mum believe just wholeheartedly the stuff that they read in newspapers.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's those kinds of people that it's easy to feed.
Mm.
Literally, I mean, it's fucking... It is fake news.
Yeah, literally. I mean, fake news has existed long before
yeah.
Trump.
Yeah.
Because people can sort of... There are journalistic rules and stuff, but they're spurious in a lot of cases, and you can essentially report what you want.
You can report what you want, and then you can put a retraction in a really tiny text.
Yeah, or it's the way you report it. So there was a Sun headline a few years ago that said 1 in 5 British Muslims agree with... It was like, agree with... it was around the London, a few years after the London bombings, and it was like, say London bombings were right, or agree yeah. with London bombings. And I read an article that was like, it went through the study that they sort of did a big study. I think Channel 4 did a big study on British Muslims, and it sort of explained how the data was twisted. So they asked of all Muslims, like 1% said that they were. Would consider joining or would think it was okay to leave the UK and join ISIS, and 5% said they were not agreed with, but they said they can sympathize with the motives of somebody if they like push themselves, they could sympathize with why someone would do that, and 1 in 6 of, they also polled everyone else like Christians or white British people, and 1/6 of those people, they said the same thing.
Yeah.
So the information, yeah, like one to say, like, to extrapolate that they agree with the crime because they said they were sympathetic to the motives is a huge leap.
Yeah.
And then also not comparing it to the data of just white British yeah. people is obviously, it's like level one distortion. Like, yeah. we know the media do this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But and we know, like, yeah, we know they do that. But if you're exposed to that kind of shit multiple times a day, and now you're exposed to it online, and you see it in supermarkets, and if you read that stuff, you read it every single day, that does change your worldview. Mm. And, like, you know,
it would,
like,
change your worldview even if you were somebody who's critically minded or sceptical.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're not, then
and
you're fucked.
They actually, like, do a really good thing of, like, co-opting people who are naturally sceptical and present this, like, this is what the people don't really want you to hear.
Yeah.
And they present you with a fully establishmentarian idea, or at least they, you know...
Yeah, they make it seem like, look, we're reporting the real news.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that gets hidden.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, we weren't going to talk about Michael Jackson, but I ended up visited home this week, and the Uber driver just brought the document. Honestly, it got brought up in the cab, and I was like, oh, fuck's sake, because by that point I'd had quite enough of guys going, well, like...
Yeah.
Saying it was all about the money or debasing the people who accused Michael Jackson. And he was like, the thing is, the thing they don't need to know is actually, like, he never even had vitiligo. I was like, yeah, it was in the autopsy. Yeah, he did. He's like, and he, you know, it's also like when men just interrupt women all the time. Yeah. You're just trying to say, like, one thing. And I was just trying to say, like, it is in the autopsy. That's not even. And he's like, nah, the thing is, yeah, if you come forward one of these stories, you get £250,000. I was like, no, you don't.
Like, where do you get this information from?
He gets it from these fucking papers. So then he kept spouting, like, stupid fucking figures. Like, do you know, like, he was like, he kept spouting that same figure, you know, but when they come forward this stuff, I can make an allegation against anybody right now. In it, you fucking do it. Why are you driving Uber then?
Yeah,
just go, you know. No shade on Uber drivers, because they're usually your brothers and sisters.
Yes.
But like, he was like, you know, if you could put in a complaint and the newspaper will pay you that money. And it's like, they didn't even get paid for the documentary, those guys, because of arguments like this. Yeah. I think they should have had some money, because they missed 3 days of work.
I know.
And it's like, and I said, he wasn't listening to me enough for me to, like, ask him any, like, say, rebuke him, but I just said, like, where do you get that information from? Like, how do you know? Yeah. He was like, I just know it. And I was like, how do you know? And he was like, I just read it, like, a newspaper, innit? Like, I just read it. I read things, you know.
Oftentimes, the people, when they say, like, I read this or I heard this on the radio, it's like, they fucking haven't. It's like gyms who, like, do that copy paste thing on WhatsApp, you know, and they're like, oh, you have to do this thing because WhatsApp's going to get paid. And then you're like, but where did you see this? Like, I heard it on the radio. No, you didn't.
You're just making this shit up. Like, you just have a bias. Just have your bias. Just have your shitty opinion and stand by it. But don't pretend. I mean, he may have read some shitty. It's just like, whatever. The point is, that's a frustration. This stuff is, as much as it's frustrating when you individually encounter somebody who's read misinformation, it's also, I can understand as well why, especially like older people who like aren't massively internet savvy, they read something and they believe it, especially if it's your political leaning newspaper.
Yeah, of course, it's just gonna
you're like, yeah, that's my thing. And it's like, it's the same with people believe this stuff has. I mean, to even so, after the shootings, people were like, there was this argument online that kind of kickstarted my like pure rage about this, because as far as I'm concerned, the people in the British media are all complicit in the rise in, like, I was saying to Andy, like, I have experienced a massive just personal increase in people feeling like they can say shit or just be visibly racist or hostile.
Yeah.
Like, it just is, especially when I go back home.
Yeah. People have, they're a bit more emboldened to actually voice those kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because they know that, you know, before, maybe, people are, liberals are very scared to sort of seem or appear racist, and being accused of racism is like this great affront, and this, you know, this
is your fault, motherfuckers.
Yeah, but now people are just a little bit more comfortable saying these kinds of things.
Yeah, it's kind of a boring take, but there are certain forms of like daily racism that are massively what's the word, given what people keep saying, it's been emboldened, validated by Brexit and all that kind of shit. And it's not just Brexit. It's perfectly possible to have a pro-Brexit opinion that has nothing to do with race, because there's loads of arguments. But the fact is that the Brexit narrative is a immigration one. It just always in the media it is, and they haven't bothered to express any other narrative about Brexit than people want to keep, you know, immigrants coming out. And like, so Owen Jones tweeted something after Christchurch, saying, you know, that the British media is like shite, it's a hotbed of racism, and it systematically whips up hatred against minorities, and it's entirely complicit in this tragedy. And I was like, what's up, brother? Well done.
I mean, that's, again, it's not a hugely controversial point.
No.
It's quite, you know, it's not, it's not even particularly insightful.
No.
It's just like, it is what it is.
Yeah. And in typical British media, fashion, keeping their priorities. There's been a huge, well, there was like a huge like shitstorm about it.
A Twitter brouhaha.
Brouhaha. Because all of these journalists were like, how dare you speak about your peers that way? This is the industry that you work in. You show no support, blah, blah, blah.
I've campaigned for non-Caucasian makeup shades.
I'm obsessed with like this kind of cohort of women, like Times and women. Guardian white women sort of journalists who are, like, they are just
really
this...
if you want to ruffle their feathers are very easily ruffled, yeah, because they are very sensitive, yeah, to any kind of criticism. Sensitive. And they're not even direct criticism, not even towards them.
No, really. One of them replied to Erin Jones, like, ooh, like being all sassy, trying to. Because someone was like, imagine if people spent more time being angry at Rod Little than they did Erin Jones. Not meaning specifically Rod Little, but this
is an example.
Sally with an I was like, every journalist.
Saline solution over it.
She said, oh, but every journalist I know hates Rod Little.
Not the point.
Eye roll emoji. And they had like a little spat where Jones was just like, it's not really what I'm talking about. I'm not specifically talking about Rod Little. And she was like, excuse me, sir. I successfully debunked your argument. And now you're reducing yourself to insults and blah, blah, blah. Because he was basically reiterating the same point, which is that if you accept that British media whips up hatred against minorities, or fuck off. But like, and she was like, essentially got to the point where she was like, how dare you? She was like, what the fuck?
What? Full stop, fuck. You don't even follow me. Because he'd said, like, for example, what have you said about Islamophobia?
Yeah, because she made it personal. She kept making it personal. And he was like, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the systemic problems of the industry. You can't deny that this stuff happens. And she kept trying to bring it back to the Rod Little thing. And he was like, I'm not talking about Rod Little as a fucking example. And she was like...
you don't have to stand and proclaim and be like, I hate Rod Little too.
I know.
You don't have to...
And he was like, no, but I'm talking about what you're doing. If you're not actively calling out racism, what the fuck are you doing? And she was like, what? What's up? What's up? Fuck. She's like, you don't even know me. You haven't even read my profile. Or like, my tweets from 2 years ago aren't even on here. They've been deleted. So you can't even see what I've tweeted. You don't even read my tweets. How do you even know that I'm racist? Oh, my God. And then she was just going off on one about how Erin Jones called her racist and started everyone, like, caused another left-wing dog pile and all of this stuff. And it's like, Erin Jones is like, so... you're more upset at the accusation of being racist.
Which he didn't even say.
No, he was like, I'm not even calling you racist, but you're more upset that you might be racist than
the fact that racism exists
and that it's something to tackle. You're like, no, but I'm not complicit. Yeah. I didn't do it. And if you didn't do anything,
why are you
fine.
So upset?
Your industry is racist, like, but if you're like, not, fine, you haven't got anything to worry about.
Exactly, I mean, you might as well level this accusation at any other industry, because you could say the same thing. I mean, obviously the media has a lot of control in, like, shaping how people see the world and perceive things, but you could say this about any other big entertainment industry, music industry.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you could talk about biases and racism in there and you wouldn't be saying something that's untrue.
In it. Because this isn't like Me Too, where men were like, oh, well, how do I know if my actions, like men working in like the media and Hollywood and stuff, weren't like, oh, what, maybe I did something 20 years ago, I don't remember, what if I get called up, blah, blah, blah. There's no real grey area here, because if you are posting inflammatory stuff about trans people, Muslims, immigration, foreigners, any of that shit, you are complicit. It's like straight down the middle. It's not about your personal behaviour or your personal opinions. It's the stuff that you type in your laptop and send to the editor, and it gets printed, like, that's literally solely on you, or at least the corporation or the company that you work for. And then to make it, it's like having an argument with, like, an abusive or manipulative person. Boyfriend, ladies of mine. It's like having an argument with one of those people where you suddenly realise you're not talking about the thing you brought up, and you haven't for like an hour. Mm. Like, why, we're not talking about my issue. Now we're talking about all this other shit, or it's turned into me consoling you about how you're not the thing I never even called you in the first place.
Why the need to get so defensive about yourself?
Yeah.
She wasn't getting attacked.
Her industry was.
Yeah. But it is a very much like a white woman thing to just be like, oh, no, and then like people rallying around her, like some other fucking white bitch, like
Hadley Freeman,
saying like, look, this woman has campaigned for non-Caucasian makeup
her whole career, successfully lobbied for like period poverty or whatever, and Muslims don't want that shit.
Do you think that, you know, I mean, great, a woman in a hijab can wear a fucking foundation that doesn't make her look like a fucking Simpson,
innit?
But like, I think she's a little bit more concerned about the fact that her like son might be fucking shot,
innit? Or just or that she might get deported.
Yeah, or like, you know, her granddad's gonna get beaten up when he goes down the street, like, innit? Fucking, you know.
Or some guy's gonna rip her hijab off for her. You know, there are far more material concerns.
Also, why did you say non-Caucasian?
It's such a weird robot thing to say. What a weird thing to say. I forgot what I was gonna say now. But so I kind of from there was like, who is this bitch? And then I found some other bitches, and all the bitches that were,
all these bitches with double barrel bitch names.
In it. Actually, one of the things that they have this joke about is how like the left, the ideological private school left, as that harpy Janice Turner called them. they all make fun of them, these journalists, for having double-barred names, and their brand, their selling point, or their emotional sticking point is that they are now labelled by this new wave of like leftists as like privileged upper class journalists, and they're like Caitlin Moran, she's one of these people. They're like, well, we're working class, we went to comprehensives, just because we have these names or these jobs doesn't mean that we're posh, but these people are all labeling us by the fact that we have certain voices or we're aspirational, so just like, are we not working class anymore just because blah blah blah? And that's their whole thing. It's just like, and I personally know some people who are defensive about their kind of new centrist status because they kind of worked their way out or got lucky and got out in quotes of their working class status and became comfortably
class
middle
traitors.
Class. Yeah, class traitors. And they'll be like, I've been called a Blairite more times than I can count. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, bitch, you are.
You are. That's just like a known thing. That people who, it's like my mom.
Well, it is, but
like, you know, came from a poor background. Now she's a fucking, you know, became rich, well, richer in her older years. And then they do change their views, their political views.
Yeah, because you want to protect your wealth.
Yeah. They're all like that.
Yeah, there's a reason, like, young people are more left-wing.
Yeah, it's a reason why older people, like, become more conservative as they grow up.
Yeah, it's just you have more to lose. That's literally all it is. And it's like, just admit that. That's what's so, like, so frustrating about these people, so annoying, is that they actually hold... I can reckon with like Jacob Rees-Mogg because he's like, I don't like these people.
Fuck off. He's like that. He's always been like that.
Yeah. And these people are like, but I'm on the good side. I'm one of the good guys. I'm progressive. I vote for Labour. But they hate Corbyn. They hate any accountability for like, they joined the Labour Party like 20 years ago, and that's their kind of I'm progressive sort of thing. They're a voice of reason. They might have come from a working class background, and they have no other awareness of their position outside of that, or the fact that just be a fascist. Can you just join the other side?
They're so fragile that they believe they're being attacked by everything and everyone. Even their womanhood itself is being like threatened by trans women. Yeah. Apparently. So, like anything.
Yeah. The one thing they think they fought for. Woman thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like people are out to get them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I delved into Janice Turner's Twitter, and I really shouldn't have, but they are actually like fully vitriolic, these people. There's a point where they seem, you know, like
J.K. Rowling's basically one of these people.
Yeah, like, yeah. Actually mean-spirited now. I would say it's gone into... Because push is coming to shove. Yeah. The left is getting, as they think, more extreme. The lines are being drawn in the sand.
Yeah.
And they're sort of like, but why can't we just be vaguely good people and never have to prove it or stand for anything or just have it as a label whilst being quite selfish and inquisitive for our whole lives? Like, why can't we do that?
Yeah, but my work is non-Caucasian makeup.
Yeah.
Done.
It's like... It's they don't want to actually have to stand up and fight for anything, and they're obsessed with calling the kind of left out for being hypocritical or like what's the word, like preachy or whatever, or dictatorial. But it's like, no, it's just called sticking to, and everyone was calling, all of her followers were calling Owen Jones like a you know, a textbook narcissist. Yeah. And
it's super easy for these white women as well to just be like, this guy is talking down to me.
Yeah, the only thing they actually have fought for, they think, is like the woman thing. They came of age in like the 80s and 90s rather than whenever we did, and so they think that was like the only like wing of oppression that they sit on. And so they're as they age, they are just becoming cruel. So this Janice Turner bitch is like, people more online than me will already know she's like full-on turf, and they have, it's not like they're sort of skeptical of certain left-wing movements or a bit worried. They are like full-out hateful. Like, they have she has a personal vendetta. Like, her Twitter is all like anti-trans science and deliberately misgendering people and dead naming people and giving no real evidence, but just being like, well, her point is that the trans movement is like there, it's an arm of misogyny there to like eradicate women. Like, it's men trying to take over. Why do they never address trans men? Anyway, you know. Anyway, sorry, I didn't talk to you.
No, I didn't have anything more to say.
Anyway, this isn't really stupid, but it's just, it's these people who will not accept their complicity. And it's like, how is England and the British media gonna look at themselves and understand their complicity if these are the people who are writing the columns and the articles? That's most of my, you know, rage about this stuff, because it's like, it's that thing of that you come up against if you try and talk about race, really, to anyone in this country, in, well, more England than Scotland, but Scotland too, actually. It's like,
it's just that level of hypocrisy. I haven't seen how, so the Daily Mail, certain newspapers like that, I think they openly criticised social media websites like Facebook or whatever for actually airing what was live streamed, because he live streamed his shooting.
Yeah.
But then they just replicated it anyway.
Yeah.
And their own fucking websites. So,
yeah.
So, weird.
Isn't it?
The fact that he said, like, subscribe to PewDiePie, it's almost like a Black Mirror thing, do you not think?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's almost too on the nose.
I wish we had, like, another reference for, like, weird, creepy tech sci-fi stuff, but Black Mirror is what we have.
Mm.
Did you want to talk about the meme stuff? Because I'm just ranting now.
Well, I'm not sure if there's that much to say other than that it's, like, it's just a shooting that's very of its time.
Yeah.
It's a very, it's really embedded. He's done, the shooter has done his best to like embed it within this kind of culture of online politics.
Oh yeah.
And to the point where it's kind of, to anybody who isn't well versed in this kind of stuff, it is incredibly confusing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like an old person reading any of his manifesto? And,
yeah.
Because those kinds of things are quite bamboozling to even a young person.
Yeah.
So unless you are aware of and
like live online.
Yeah, live online and know everything about 4chan and 8chan and shit like that. But I don't know if you can say much about it other than these people are serious when they sometimes write about this kind of stuff, even though it is like under the guise of lol.
Yeah.
You know, trolling, doing it for the lols and stuff. Some of those people are actually...
A lot of them
really mean what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck the whole... It's just a joke as a defence. Like, how many times does this have to happen before that stops being an adequate defence for, like, a shitty comment? Not saying that jokes... Like, that Hari Kondavulu talk that I did.
I wrote it for him. You are Hari.
He basically was, like... He was talking about the problem with Apu.
Mm.
And he was, like, the problem isn't that it's, like, not funny because it's offensive and that means it's not funny. He was like, it's funny and it's shit. Mm. Like, it can be both, and we have to sort of draw a better line between something being funny. Like, the defence is always like, well, you laughed, or it's funny. Like, what can we do? It's funny. But, like, we have to hold ourselves to a better standard than just, I laugh at problematic stuff. Mm. And then I sort of...
Question yourself.
Yeah. Which you probably should do. And the like Ricky Gervais defense of like, am I offended?
Mm.
It's like, no, but this shit is used to galvanize far right stuff, and people, more online people than us, have been saying this Pepe shit is the okay emoji thing. That's people have been saying this isn't just a joke for ages now, and people weren't listened to.
Mm.
And we're told they were, like, exaggerating, or they were, like, trampling on free speech. But all we've been doing is we've been so scared to do anything that we've just been legitimising, like, actual hate speech and terrorists. And they're still using memes during a fucking massacre.
Yeah. It's almost like a script.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think. That it I is feel Black like Mirror, this, yeah. The fact that he said that and live-streamed it and all of that, it's almost like... Yeah, so it's like someone wrote this and it didn't really happen, but it did.
Yeah, it's almost banky, isn't it?
Yeah, massively.
Yeah.
Yeah, this shit's happening to us.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like the majority of people, or definitely older people, are just not going to know really the context of this.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely. I guess they don't need to know. I guess they do.
Yeah. He did write in his manifesto as well that the reason that he chose the Muslim community is not just because he hates them all. Mm. He hates the blacks and... Well, he doesn't... He's one of these people who specifically state that, you know, if... He calls for separatism, so, like, you know, black people can stay where they are.
Yeah.
And the Asian people can stay where they are. And I don't hate them, but as long as they don't fucking come into my country.
Yeah.
But he stated that he selected a Muslim community because he knows that they're the most hated.
Ugh, God.
So, and that he'd be able to get the most kind of...
Yeah.
The biggest response and probably the most support for that.
Yeah, which is true amongst fascists.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he knows that, you know... Newspapers like the Daily Mail and, you know, those kind of tabloids are kind of doing the work for him. So,
yeah,
he's going to be legitimised in what he does. And if you're gonna pick one to go for, you would go for Muslims.
Yeah, you would. I mean, because under Muslim comes, because when Muslims are attacked, they are more fearful. The effect is obviously on that community devastating. You can't even truly imagine. And then the knock-on effect is also that Sikhs, Hindus, black people, all of us get called Muslims anyway. Like, it's also like an umbrella term for brown people as well, because people specifically, it is Muslim-specific, obviously, in that it's often oriented around the Middle East and hijabs and the treatment of women or whatever. But in terms of, like, street abuse... People, like, the kind of language used against all brown and black people is Islamophobic as well. So it's, like, it's kind of a catch-all as well. Mm. So it's good
people
marketing.
People who act like this isn't a racial... Or there's no racial element to it.
Stop politicising it.
Yeah, like that guy who... that client that I had that was talking about... that it's just a violent religion.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's all about the religion. It's like, you're not a fucking scholar of Islam, are you?
I know. And being like, it's just because I want to protect the women, or it's just because they're not good to women, or something.
Christians ain't good to women.
No, you just want to escort women.
Yeah. Memes, media.
Mimetic,
good word.
Yeah, you've been quieter today, darling. Very somber.
Yes, but I'm just a little bit ill and sleepy and tired.
Oh.
Yes.
Into a little bit
worn down.
Yeah.
What's in it for the virus? To be alive?
Yeah, true.
I was thinking, what you getting out of this? Yeah. I'm suffering. Are you winning? because yeah. I'm in yeah. pain, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think, what is it? Oh, that's a different topic. That's a different topic. I think that's all we have to say, really.
I suppose people, it was maybe particularly alarming because it happened in New Zealand, and New Zealand has a reputation for being, like, a safe peace, country.
Yeah. Well, they've already outlawed.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably like something today. We're saying. Yeah, they've that's actively mental. Gone and been like, our gun laws need changing.
Yeah, they no. changed them today. They put them through today. So, assault weapons and stuff are banned, job done. I guess it's a small country, so it's like doing that in a single state, but you still couldn't do that in America. But I still think people are like, it wouldn't happen over here, even though it has. I still kind of think people wouldn't do, like, some of the blinkered approaches in the UK, I think, are, like, there was a young Muslim woman who was on, like, the BBC, I can't remember what news programme, but the host literally asked her, like, is this to blame, or, like, did this happen because of the Islamic people's, like, their, like, lack of a satisfactory response to ISIS? Like, is it Islam's fault? Mm. Like, have they not done enough to successfully denounce? Condemn. Yeah. I mean, y'all know why that shit's fucked up. But...
Disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah. What's gonna happen to this? So this Brenton dude is.
He's still alive, isn't
he? Yeah. Managed to get him there.
Did you see him doing that in the court?
He really is just like
in the 4chan jury thing. He had his half handcuffs on and he was doing that.
He really is just like a personification of that forum, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. They're all fucking like that. It's like the incels. People are like, oh, they're just sad guys. But it's like, no, it quite easily leads to, like, violence. Yeah. You know, these forums are... Oh, I don't
especially
know.
When they spend all their time on there.
In it. Go get laid. Mm. Do you think they have... No. Do you think he's like... Do they have wives, families? Are they just lone... That's the other thing. People always like, these are just like sad, lonely men. They're not, it's not a movement. They're just sad, lonely men. It's like, fuck off. And all the media, like, people literally saying like, oh, the media's not racist, and then reporting this as a shooting, not a massacre or a terrorist attack. Reporting him as like a troubled young boy.
Yeah, he was just like a sweet, how did this sweet angelic boy.
Yeah, he did it because he was bullied for being fat. Did you see that? It's like, bare people got bullied for being fat who didn't shoot up a boss.
The lengths that we'll go to sort of humanise and sympathise with these people. Like, we'll go back into his life story and, you know, speak about him as if he's some sort of tragic figure. Individualise him as much as possible.
Yeah.
A terrorist, a brown terrorist, is just going to have this huge headline saying, like, jihadi, blah.
And it won't even mention that the people that they're often British-born people themselves. It's like total detachment. And like the word terrorist is never used for white people. It's only used for brown people, even though brown terrorist attacks account for like a quarter, three quarters of terrorist attacks are in America are white people doing this shit. I just feel for the Islams.
I do feel for the Islams. Ooh.
Is it really? What else can you say? Right, that's us. It's 44 minutes.
Bye. Can I find us online?
Oh, yeah, do some housekeeping.
Yeah, we're on... Oh, I forget it because we changed our name now. On Instagram, we're browntown_cast.
Yes.
It's the same on Twitter?
Yes, I think browntown_podcast.
Oh.
Browntown Podcast. Uh-oh. Oh my god, we don't even know our bloody Instagram handle. I mean, you probably know us already from one of those handles, so... It's browntown_podcast on Instagram and browntown_cast on Twitter. We'll get the right soon, right?
Facebook still hasn't allowed us to change our name, so...
Are we still through the pink? Have you... Yeah. Is it just us two on this, though?
Yeah. Well, no one's on Facebook, whatever.
Oh, really?
Only old people.
Nice. Well, hit us up. Let us know if you want to be on the show. I don't know. Bye.
See ya!